I'm Michael Shrimpton. I am a barrister. That's my day job, but I specialise in intelligence and national security. And in particular, I specialise in the esoteric field of counter-assassination or investigation of possible assassinations. Listeners will understand I am expressing myself with lawyerly caution, and in the intelligence community, we always express any conclusion with qualifications. But at this stage, given the intelligence that's available, I conclude on the balance of probabilities that Christopher Shale was assassinated, and the probable assassinating agency is GO2, or General Operations 2, which is the UK operation of the covert German Deutsche Verteidigungsdienst, or DVD, intelligence agency. So it looks as though he was assassinated. That is my conclusion on balance at this moment, and it looks as though the assassinating agency is German, not British.
Now, can you tell us why you think that?
Well, he was certainly in possession of what we call bio-leverage, or high-grade intelligence damaging to a senior member of the government, and was in a position to bring it down. And for geopolitical reasons, at the moment, Germany would not wish to see the coalition government collapse. So he was in possession of sensitive information.
What was that sensitive information?
That's... I'm aware of it. You wouldn't be able to broadcast it if I were to tell you. And if listeners could bear with me, I'm sure they would appreciate that it's simply not intelligence that I could put out over a public radio broadcast. It is sensitive. The senior RAF officer, Air Chief Marshal Sir Christopher Moran, was assassinated again by GO2, again on behalf of the DVD, on 26th May of last year at RAF Bryce Norton, which is in Mr. Shale's West Oxfordshire constituency area. And he was a former officer, of course, 17th to 21st Lancers. He did have contacts with the Defence Intelligence Staff, and it's possible, I put it no higher than that, it is possible that he had intelligence on the assassination of Sir Christopher Moran, which is was again put down to death by natural causes officially.
Do you think that that there is really any evidence that that really takes place here in Britain?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, we've only got to look at the assassination of David Kelly, for example, which is clearly murder, to see that we have political assassinations. David Kelly's is the latest in a series. But these are not assassinations carried out by British agencies. They are assassinations carried out by overseas agencies, although they may false flag it through British citizens or their assets in British agencies. So one has to be very, very careful. This has nothing to do, for example, with MI5, who are the good guys, nor anything to do with MI6. Although there is a penetration problem of GO2 inside both 5 and 6. So it's important to emphasise that British security agencies don't get themselves involved in political assassinations, and neither the Kelly assassination nor this one, nor Sir Christopher Moran, was originated in London. The originating agency was based in Munich.
Now, it sounds to me, Michael, that MI5 was supposed to stop this kind of thing going on and have a massive budget of hundreds of millions of pounds to do it, aren't doing their job.
The facts are not entirely clear. The probable assassination was only on Saturday the 25th. There's more work still to be done. But at this stage, I don't think there's any ground for criticising the security service. Now, it looks as though the two GO2 teams came out of London on Friday the 24th, but they were travelling by separate routes. The teams both met up in London. MI5 may or may not have been tracking one or more members of both teams, but they weren't aware of the target. On the information available to me, they didn't know what was happening, they didn't know who the target was, and there may be some slight ground for criticising lack of coordination on a weekend. I suspect probably the duty officer ought to have called the director in. That would have been a difficult call to make at the time. So although MI5 may have picked up on one or more members of the two teams that were involved, one was a backup. It's always a backup team. It would be unfair to criticise the security service. When an assassination happens, any intelligence agency is going to review it, and most reviewers will come up with suggestions as to what could have been done better in the light of hindsight. But I think it would be unfair to criticise MI5 at this stage.
Now, many people will be thinking, Michael, that what you're saying is just a little bit of wild speculation. Why should we believe what you have to say?
Well, they don't have to believe it. I mean, people form their own judgment. This is one of my areas of professional expertise. I'm one of the few that is involved in this area, and certainly one of the few that acts, as it were, as a conduit between the intelligence community and the wider public. That's partly because I'm not an intelligence officer, I'm not employed by any intelligence agency, I have a degree of independence. You know, I'd like to think I've got a track record of getting assassinations right. I have a track record of rejecting assassinations when they've been put forward as a possible reason for a death or an accident. People have to form their own judgments.
Why do you think then that this hasn't really appeared anywhere in the British press at all? Everybody is saying that he's had a heart attack and it's all just an accident.
You see, a lot of assassinations are disguised as heart attacks. Heart attacks are very, very popular. You always have to look at the cause of the heart attack. So the minute you say to an intelligence professional, oh, the death was by a heart attack, that immediately raises concerns. Disguising a heart attack is an extremely popular method of carrying out an assassination that you don't want to present it as an assassination. If you're trying to disguise what you're doing, you're going to want it as an accident or a suicide or death by natural causes. Heart attacks are very popular, particularly if the subject is, like Mr. Shale was, male in his 50s or his 60s. So saying it's a heart attack to an intelligence professional doesn't take the issue much further.
Are you saying that it's actually quite easy to induce a heart attack?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. There are a number of ways. Indeed, you don't necessarily need to introduce a toxin into the body. One popular method of killing someone and then having it disguised as a heart attack is simply an embolism, introducing air. And there are a number of drugs with very, very short life in the bloodstream where you need a very, very good pathologist to pick them up. So there are a number of ways in which you can murder someone and simulate it as a heart attack. But I emphasize, it's not a conspiracy theory. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. At the end of the day, it's a question of fact. Was he murdered or was he not? If he was murdered, who murdered him and what was the motive? At this stage, based on the evidence available and the inquiries I've been able to make, it's a probable assassination. CIA, I understand, are saying the same thing privately, and I understand the Russian espionage service has come to the same conclusion.